Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Let's assume Romney's president. Let's assume the Republicans maintain control of the House and have a majority in the Senate, but not 60 votes. Okay. In that case, everything depends on how you interpret a technique called reconciliation, which is a technique which was used, for example, to push the Bush tax cuts through. It only affects those things that relate to the budget. But in that case, if you use the budgetary mechanism through reconciliation, you can pass your budget with a simple majority vote, not a supermajority vote. That then gets to the question of what part, say you want to undo, Romney wants to undo all of the Affordable Care Act. Different parts of it are under different budgetary rules. Okay, some of it is what we now call mandated spending, what we used to call entitlement spending. That part will require reconciliation. But there are other parts of it that require an annual appropriation. If it require an annual appropriation, a lot of Republicans saying they want to starve the beast to death. And it's easier for them to do that because obviously the public choice is different because it's harder to get something passed than it is to stop it. So there are some of them who are simply talking about not funding the bureaucrats that will have to fill out the forms for the exchanges. So most people assume that even if the Republicans don't control all three units there and do not have a supermajority in the Senate, then it's going to be very messy over time. And it's going to be sort of a long campaign on the part of conservatives to slowly strangle it. But as they do that, they'll make it much more inefficient, obviously.
What I think you will see is even before they get to what John is outlining, which is the what can they do with Congress, they're going to immediately be looking at all of the regulations that have been put into effect. They're going to be putting out notice of proposed rulemaking, which is to say that they're going to start rewriting those regulations quite quickly to make them restrictive. And I think that's going to be the first battle, which is the battle of the administrative lawyers and those who will see very severe restrictions and how they define the health exchanges, what they do in terms of the subsidies, all of these pieces I think you will see severe restrictions on.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.